Atlanta's Beltline winds through different neighborhoods of the city for miles. Along the way, cyclists, walkers, and runners see public art displays along the trail. There are also live musicians. On Second Thought, producer Maura Curry went for a walk on the East Side Trail last week for the sights and sounds of the Beltline.
My name is Masiki Scales. I am the band leader for Common Ground Collective, and we've been one of the feature performers yearly on the Beltline. I have a melodica. It's sort of a piano harmonica, and I actually played it during the Lantern Parade this year. You all ready to have a little parade today?
Hi, I am Miranda Kyle. I'm the Arts and Culture Program Manager for the Atlanta Beltline. We are currently standing on one of the little gateway trails from the skate park up to the Freedom Parkway overpass on the East Side Trail. On the left here, you have Phil Proctor's column. This was made entirely out of reclaimed railroad artifacts. Historically accurate, and is one of our permanent pieces that was commissioned for the Beltline. Atlanta doesn't have to be New York. We don't have to be Chicago. We don't have to be Austin. We have incredible talent in this city. They just need the opportunity to shine and the funding for it. You know, that's really all it is. Like, I think that Atlanta is the cultural hub of the South, and we gotta pay our artists. We gotta help them live and thrive here in the city. That way we keep them here and keep them working, because that's what we want. That's what made Atlanta incredible to begin with, was our incredibly amazing creative makers here in the city. So we can't lose them. I want to support those makers, and the Beltline wants to support those makers, so that's what we're going to do.
That's Miranda Kyle, the director of Atlanta's Art on the Beltline. That story was produced by On Second Thought's Maura Curry.